With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We have our rankings, at least until Tuesday, for the college football playoff. Alabama will still be at the top. Clemson will still be number two. Notre Dame will still be number three. Michigan, well, they'll still be number four. But for how long? To talk about all that and obviously some hot seats going on and Heisman stuff, we welcome in Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports national college football writer. Follow him on Twitter at Dennis Dodd CBS. Dennis, good evening, friend.
Dan, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing even better to have you. Now, you got these four teams, and I always have to remind myself, it's tough, Dennis. I go, it's who's the best. It's not who deserves it. it's difficult because, boy, you see these teams, and you got some great, great opportunities, and it's just, I don't know how well this is going to work out. So Alabama would probably be safe no matter what, I would guess, unless they were to drop two games.
Right.
How's the rest of it work out, though? As you see it right now, with still a couple of weeks left in the regular season and the conference championships too.
Yeah, I kind of wrote about that for tomorrow. This thing has the looks of it just staying with chalk. I know that there's some roadblocks ahead. Alabama has to beat Georgia. Well, Alabama actually doesn't have to beat Georgia. If they get there unbeaten, I think they can afford a loss considering what they've done. Notre Dame and Clemson are unbeaten. I know that neither one of those can afford a loss. And Michigan, I think, is going to be fine playing Indiana and then Ohio State on the road, but I believe they're the best team in the Big Ten this year, and I think that'll show up that day.
Mm-hmm.
Notre Dame with a suddenly really tough path now with scrappy Syracuse Saturday in Yankee Stadium, in the cold. Who knows how that's going to look? And then USC, I have no idea what kind of USC team will show up. Clay Helton is on the hot seat. There's no question about that after losing to Cal, but it's at on Saturday at night in the Coliseum in a rivalry game. We'll see which way that goes. And then Clemson has what? South Carolina left, and I'm trying to remember the other team they have left. They're in pretty good shape to get the unbeaten. So I right now I'm sticking with chalk. I think they'll all make it through.
You're feeling the same way I do about Syracuse for whatever reason. I think they'll get ready for USC, even with one of the questions about Helton. I think you're right about that. But, man, Dino Babers has them going over there at Q's.
He does, and we've seen that all year. We saw it this week against Louisville, where Louisville's just quit. I don't feel bad saying that. They fired Bobby Petrino. I don't think he was interested in coaching them. I don't think they're interested in playing for him, for whatever the reason.
Mm-hmm.
But Syracuse now is developing in his third year, I think, at Syracuse, and he's done a heck of a job. I counted it up today. He's had six seasons as a head coach, something like that, six or seven, three different spots. 17 times his teams have gone over 50 points, and they did again this week. And I think that's five times they've done it this season. So watch out for them. With Eric Dungy, we know they can move the ball. The question with Notre Dame is the health of Ian Book, but Brian Kelly has already said he's good to go. He had some rib and back issues last week, and Brandon Humphrey did fine against Florida State, but to have Ian Book back, I think, is huge in that game.
Dennis Dodd joining us on the show. By the way, Dino Babers is 57. I think a lot of people think he's like one of these like 41-year-old young guys. Does he stay maybe at a place like Syracuse, or does he maybe, if he's offered something big, does he take off even though he's pushing 60 now?
Yeah, I think if you're at Syracuse, there's definitely room to move up. It's not a traditional football power. It does have tradition.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a traditional football power. If Louisville identifies you in the same conference, and throws a lot of money at you, do you go there to kind of keep that tradition going? That as soon as Lamar Jackson left, they just fell off the map, you know, and he's a guy that could recruit and coach players like that. And I'm just throwing that out there as an example. There aren't going to be that many Power Five jobs open this year. Obviously Maryland, but that's not even a lateral move for him. USC maybe could be open, and then Louisville, and then maybe Kansas State, as we were talking about off the air. So, yeah, I think at age 57, I think he's got one more move left in him.
Dennis Dodd with us on the show. Okay, what if, and I agree with you about Michigan, even on the road, mm-hmm. What if Michigan loses? Would they leave out a Big Ten team again, say if Ohio State went on to the Big Ten championship and beat Northwestern?
Yeah, I think that's the worst-case scenario for the Big Ten is for the Ohio State to win the league, because you're sitting there, whatever teams you're being compared against, and there will be a comparison. It won't be like, oh, Ohio State just moves right in if they beat Michigan. That one loss is like a wart on the end of their nose, because it looks mm-hmm. a lot like the Iowa game last year.
Oh, yeah.
By 29, for a team now that has since backed up that win by going 1-2, was in 5-5, talking about Purdue, and in danger of not being a bowl team. Even though Jeff Brohm is the number one quarterback at Louisville for obvious reasons. That's going to weigh heavily, I think, on the selection committee's mind. When you're being compared against a Notre Dame that doesn't have the 13th data point, a Clemson that's unbeaten, maybe in Oklahoma you'd be compared to, if Georgia wins that game and Alabama, that's going to be a race that Ohio State doesn't win in too many instances. So in terms of the Big Ten, that's probably their worst outcome right now, because Michigan is clearly the best team and has the best resume.
Eddie George was on SiriusXM. He said that he senses dysfunction at Ohio State.
Yeah.
There's a lot of former Buckeyes who kind of say the same thing. You just said, yeah, you agree.
I do. I don't think, and I've said this many times on the air, I don't think Urban Meyer will be the coach next year. I don't know why. I don't know what that looks like, but all the signs are there. It's just the team is not as sharp as it was for whatever reason. He's obviously had these headaches again, and now put the news out there that he had brain surgery in 2014, has been bothered by this cyst on his brain. I think some of that is to save recruiting, so people don't start innuendos about him trying to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this could be a distraction for that he indeed wants to leave, that they're tired of him. Maybe he's tired of them, because he still hasn't given any, I don't think he still believes that Courtney Smith is credible and anything she said. And I think he resents being suspended for 3 games. So there's some animosity there between him and the administration. Maybe it's just time to cut ties, take 2019 off and come back somewhere else 2020, but even though they're like a top 10 team and playing well, it just doesn't look like that marriage is going very well right now.
Yeah, it's just, man, it, everything seems to be off, and a lot of these former guys, they go, they don't have the same type of passion that they did. Well,
yeah.
it is a difference. Dennis, it's a factory now in places like Ohio State. Clemson plays with passion. Alabama, they seem to always keep an edge. But it's very, very difficult, because you're telling a 17-year-old right to his face, you're here to go to the next level. It's not like that in a lot of other places.
Yeah, no, that's right. And if you're at Ohio State and, you almost lost your job, because I think a lot of us thought in August that, he was culpable in enabling this receivers coach, Zach Smith, who, by the way, has erupted tonight on Twitter. I would not urge people to go look at that. That's horrible. But he enabled this guy, at the very least, for years. He was a bad guy that did bad things. And he comes back, and boy, it was running perfectly. If you remember, after Game 3, where they handled TCU pretty well at the Jerry Dome, and from then on, it just didn't look like it was the same. To me, they're a one-trick pony team. Even though they beat Michigan State Saturday 26-6, and Michigan State could play from here to next Thursday and not score 2 touchdowns. But all they have really going for them is a gunslinger quarterback who's very, very good. They don't run the ball particularly well. For whatever reason, the defense has holes, and that's their best chance of winning. Now, they might do it, but it just doesn't look like the whole program is in sync.
Dennis Dodd joining us on the show. So you mentioned Clay Helton. Louisville's going to be open. A couple other places might be open. Do you think that there's somebody else who might be on the hot seat that we should keep an eye out for?
Larry Fedora at North Carolina. I would expect that to come down any day now. 1-8, I think, after losing to Duke. I believe it's 1-8. That's virtually going to happen. That's the buyout. I don't think they'll blink at the $12 million buyout. Yeah. And they'll go look at someone else. K-State, I mentioned. Kansas is open on the lower end of Power 5. I think Kansas State's an interesting one for somebody who wants to get in there for a program that's desperate to win again and has spent money to try to keep it in, at least the look of a Power 5 and throw money into it. We know it isn't impossible because Bill Snyder's done the impossible, but it's a day-to-day proposition there for a program that lives on the brink, because I've thought about this for a long time. I think it's the most isolated FBS program there is. Maybe Pullman, but Manhattan, Kansas is 120 miles from any major metropolitan area, Kansas City, literally in the middle of Kansas. You know, you've got to want to go there to visit. It's not like you can just bump into it. So it's going to have to take a special person if Bill Snyder, in fact, does leave.
Well, what's it going to take to get – I just look at what Mark Mangino did at Kansas, and I think it's absolutely remarkable. How do they even return to somewhere near that level of competition?
Well, I think they can. The ask, Ken, is only to go to 6-6 and get to a bowl. I think they can do that. But I'm the same guy who said they thought, I thought Charlie Weiss could do it. I was wrong. That was a retirement job. His heart wasn't in it. You know, I think a guy like Les Miles, even though he turned 65 yesterday, would give it unprecedented attention, bring energy, recruiting. I think he would win. He's already said he changed to the spread, if anybody's worried about him running the same offense he did at LSU. And I think he'd be invested because he's not, if not him, then whoever they get is going to be out of there in 4 years. Because if you lose, you're going to get fired. If you win, you're going to take the next step up. You know, you're not going to stay there for 10 years. You're not going to stay there for 5 years. You might stay 3. Mm-hmm. It's so hard, and the program's in such bad shape that, you know, it's going to be a revolving door again. So Les Miles, as a bridge coach at Kansas, is not the worst thing in the world.
Tua got the Heisman all wrapped up?
I think so. I think it would take Alabama maybe losing a game. Tua's played at a high level. Now, he got taken out Saturday, you know, against Mississippi State because he was dinged up a little bit, but his numbers are just incredible. Kyler Murray has done almost as well at Oklahoma and almost has to do that every week for them to win, as we've seen. But I think Tua, with a guy, he's college's version of Patrick Mahomes with the Chiefs right now. Just kind of this fire starter, this cult of personality guy who can just chuck it and can run it pretty well, too, by the way. He's got the best weapons, maybe the best set of receivers I think Alabama's ever had, and the best offense they've ever had. And to this point, after pitching 2 shutouts in a row, maybe one of the best teams that Alabama's ever had.
Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports national college football writer. Follow him on Twitter, @DennisDoddCBS. You know the pleasure's all mine. You know I love it. I thank you so much for the time, Dennis. All the very best, and hope to run you down again soon.
All right, Ken. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.